Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in association with our retailer of the year, Firebox, of course. I'm Dan Maudsley here with a week's worth of tech boiled down to learn the dark, crusty news nuggets remain. Coming up over the next 10 minutes, we saw it unveiled last week. Now you can win one. Find out how you can get your paws on the MacBook Air. And speaking of which, it's got some competition from serial scrapper Toshiba. We'll be sorting the thin from the really thin. How you could soon be able to download a high-def movie in 5 minutes. Zoom indeed, plus fighting the lard. With gadgets, what else? All that, and details on how you can get yourself £7 off at Firebox and win a whole slew of audio gear. Wow, that's just the intro. Joining me on this culinary tour of reclaimed meat is none other than T3's word czar and all-round Renaissance man, Duncan Bell.
Thanks very much, Hi, Dan.
Welcome, welcome. The only man with a monkey head on his desk in the T3 office.
So far. Where I lead, others soon follow. So.
They breed. Well, kicking off with, and that is the appropriate phrase, Toshiba and the new ultra-thin Portage R500. No point releasing a laptop, they say, if it comes at the expense of important features. It sounds like fighting talk aimed at you-know-who.
I think it's probably fair to say that's aimed at the Californian company, what are they called, Apple.
Apple, that's all.
Apparently recently released, say, a laptop.
I heard something about that.
We've had one or two things that have just been, just whispers, the MacBook Air.
They quite like a scrap, Toshiba. I mean, we've just had HD, DVD.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you wake up at the end of the year and you might feel like you've just spent the last year digging an enormous hole into the ground in which you've just chucked all of your cash. It's good to come out fighting with new and exciting products.
So. I mean, this has just about everything the Air doesn't. Twice the hard disk, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, a built-in optical drive. I don't know if it's CD or DVD, presumably DVD. Mm. That probably is the main thing that it really
and
has.
And three USB ports as opposed to one.
Yeah, there's only one on the Air. Yeah, that's true. I don't know about the hard disk space so much, but having, or even necessarily the replaceable battery, but having more things you can plug things into and having an optical drive gives it quite a big advantage to the people who aren't so motivated by looks. I mean, it's not that the Portage is ugly particularly, but it's not as amazing looking as the Air.
It doesn't fit inside an envelope. And that's,
it doesn't.
Well, that, it fits that's, inside, that's my main criteria inside, on a laptop these days.
It fits inside a somewhat larger envelope.
Yeah, perhaps a Jiffy bag.
I would say if I was Toshiba, if I was trying to market it.
I mean, it doesn't exactly wipe the floor elsewhere, does it, on some of the other specs?
It's got a smaller screen, and it's the processor is a little less powerful. But then again, I don't know. I think with laptops, there's a certain amount to be said for having a smaller screen anyway, to be honest. Particularly if you're a smaller person. That's not a very compelling argument.
A midget army would perhaps demand the Portage.
Yeah, yeah. No, if you're a woman, for instance, you may well be smaller, statistically speaking. So you might want a smaller... You may have a smaller bag.
Okay.
I would imagine if I was Toshiba, I would say it's not smaller, it's more portable.
Mm, it is thicker, though, isn't it? And that's kind of the thing,
really,
with this.
Yeah, it is, but I think a little bit of extra thickness and a built-in drive, that's a pretty fair trade-off.
So, I mean, it's pretty similar price-wise, starting from £1,000 versus £1,200 for the Air. Who's the winner?
Yeah, well, clearly, I think the Toshiba has better many things about it that are better, so obviously I'm going to go for the Apple, because I'm a slave to fashion. I'm extremely shallow.
Good man. Okay, right. That leads us neatly on to the MacBook Air itself, or more importantly, how you can win one. Duncan, you have
yes,
the details.
Yes, well, I haven't got one, but the public in general can now get one without having to hand over vast amounts of cash, because we're giving one away on T3.com, the UK's leading technology website, I'm told, by the people who work there. All you have to do is register with T3.com, which is a very straightforward process, and answer a question that's almost laughably easy, but not so much so that it contravenes
not illegally
the competition guidelines.
Yes. We're not talking good morning here.
No,
this morning.
It won't be won by one of us either, sadly.
Oh, shame. Now, moving on. Does your internet run along a bit like this? When you want it to sound more like this. Well, 100 megabits per second broadband could be on its way. That's 50 times faster than your average internet connection. Duncan, when and where can we get this?
When and where? By autumn of this year, by September. Okay. And where is we do have to be living in one of the sort of fashionable hotspots of this country at the moment, by which I mean Bournemouth, Northampton, or Dundee, which is where it's being.
It's going to be one of these, isn't it? I mean, this is a bit of a lottery at the moment between the three.
Well, I think they're trying to decide between themselves who's coolest and who is the most deserving of. My money's on Bournemouth because I knew two people from Bournemouth, and both of their parents, independently of each other, were tested fire extinguishers for a living.
Well,
so I've had a hotspot for Bournemouth. A soft spot even for Bournemouth.
Okay, Bournemouth, yeah, at first.
And then they'll be very fast hotspots in Bournemouth.
H2O are the guys behind this, and the biggest providers of this high-speed broadband. I think you need to explain why.
Yeah, it's because, as their name cleverly alludes, H2O, they're running their cables through the sewers, where liquid flows often. And that's why they're going to be laying cables in the sewers.
So to speak.
And it's no laughing matter. It's going to revolutionise the way we interact with
absolutely. I mean,
media of all kinds. Yeah. You'll be able to download a high-def movie in about, 10 seconds flat, or about 5 minutes more accurately, or entire albums in about...
I've got the figures here, actually. We did mention in the intro earlier, 4 gigabyte high-def movie. Now, that's the maximum file size that'll be on Apple TV, for instance. So that's probably something that people will be downloading at some point in the future. That would come down the wire in about 5 minutes, or an average MP3 in less than half a second. I mean, it's lightning fast, isn't it?
It's pretty good. Far faster than what we're used to. It's like it's getting up to the sort of speeds that they have in Japan and South Korea. And
yeah, because we're quite behind on this. I mean, Sweden already well advanced on this.
Well, this is England, for God's sake. I mean, you know, our phone network, large swathes of it are still made of brass or something, I imagine. And if you don't basically live next door to an exchange, you don't get the full speeds at any rate. So, there's plenty of room in the sewers, I believe.
Virgin, I've got here as well, upgrading their cable network to 50 megabits per second by 2009. So I suppose if you're a Virgin customer, at least you'll get halfway there by next year, possibly. Okay, well, time for yet more details of how you can win yourself some goodies. This time, courtesy of our retailer of the year, which is Firebox. Just head over to t3.com/s/Firebox for all the details. And you can also sign up for the t3.com newsletter to bag yourself £7 off on your next Firebox purchase. Can't really say fairer than that. Now, Duncan, you've been busy fighting the flab in this month's mag. Explain yourself. Whose idea was it to put Johnny Vegas in a fitness feature?
It was his. He approached us, and along with Robert De Niro and Elton John.
And said, I want my cutout head placed on someone else's body in T3.
The original concept, well, the original concept obviously was because everybody puts on a bit of weight over Christmas. And, present company accepted, obviously.
Okay, so enough about the giant heads of celebrities. Tell us about the gear.
Well, we've got we've got a rowing machine, which is that's pretty much does what it says on the tin. But we've also got a sort of skating machine, sort of surfboarding machine.
I like this one.
It's as somebody, I can't even so much as look at a skateboard without falling over.
Well, I like this because I board a snowboard, and you know, Brits, we head out to the mountain for 1 week in a year and suddenly wonder why all the muscles that we haven't used in the last 51 weeks suddenly ache. But this would actually tone them all up. I could be snowboard buff.
Yeah,
the
minute
from I hit the mountain.
The waist down, at any rate.
Yeah.
You'd be
my ankles
a bit like a sparrow
could be
in reverse. Absolutely enormous thighs, a little tiny body on top of it. It's very good for balance as well, I would imagine. And I don't know if you have to put one leg down and to get some momentum going, or just be
get
on
a bit of speed on. And it's quite a reasonably priced, this one, actually, for a high tech piece of exercise machinery.
Yeah, for a lump of wood that moves around on a pivot, £400 is
bargain.
Pretty reasonable. My personal favourite one is there's two actually. Is one's the Hydro Physio Lifestyle, which is a treadmill underwater. Which is almost as much fun as it sounds. And it takes about 3 hours to fill up as well, so you have to be very dedicated.
So it's kind of looks like a fish tank with a running machine placed inside.
Yeah, you run in a fish tank, and it's the hardest thing that a human being can do, I think, pretty much. And the other one is the power plate, of course, which has been in the news a lot, which is basically you kind of wobble your way to fitness.
while pulling yoga poses?
Yeah, or you can do more manly things like doing press-ups and that. But because you're doing it on something that's wobbling very fast, it's better, obviously.
Okay. So which of these is best? Which one's going to...
Well, I believe this one is because Amy Whitehouse uses the power plate.
And there's a lovely picture of her demonstration.
She does use it. I don't know that Elton John necessarily uses the surfboard thing.
Yeah, I can't see that.
Amy Whitehouse definitely does, and she's...
So have you lost any
weight? You can't get healthier than her.
Any weight doing all this?
Well,
you don't really look like the type that needs. Or were you like Barry last week and now you've shed stones?
That is me. The picture of Johnny Vegas, that actually is me.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, the transformation, I mean, I am
slimmed
down.
Yeah, the problem with podcasts, no visuals, but I am basically an Adonis.
Yes. Yes, ladies.
That's what you're trying to
say. If we had a webcam. Anyway. Okay, well, that is just about all we've got left on the tape for this week. But just enough time to slip in your one-word reactions to this week's last words. So your one-word reactions, please, to O2 Wallet.
Interesting.
Gizmondo.
No idea.
That's two words. The Land Rover LRX.
Speedy.
Burnout Paradise.
Overrated.
Jaffa Cakes.
Underrated.
Cardboard boom boxes.
Fresh.
And super bad special extended edition DVD.
McLovin.
Well, Psychology Bot says you are deeply analytical with slightly psychotic tendencies. Interesting. Well, that is all we have time for. Read more on those fitness gadgets in this month's T3. Till next week, I'm Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.